let's get started with the Five to Thrive training. The idea of the training is to break down everything you do into five different steps. And the first step in Five to Thrive training is a very important step. 80% of your time should be spent in the first step, which is stimulate interest. Now, stimulating interest has to be a purposeful, intentional, with defined purpose, because a lot of people, they are building these funnels and they're cold calling and they have cold outreach email and warm emails and they post and they are trying to stimulate interest, but they have no defined purpose. And so the first step in understanding how to stimulate interest is to know your defined purpose of what you're stimulating interest for. And let me tell you that the majority of the objective for anybody, no matter what you're stimulating interest for, should be one thing. So I'm going to solve most of your problem in trying to figure out what you're stimulating interest for. And it's a training that I do, probably the most valuable training that I give. The real and most and majority of stimulating interest is to get one thing, to get people to get back to you. Get back training. You heard it here. Not just call back, email back, DM back. Get back training is the majority objective of stimulating interest. Why? Because we're not limited anymore in who we are approaching or who we have access to. In the past, it would take me over a month to get into contact with or stimulate interest for 1,000 people, or it would be very expensive to do so. And so understanding that today, in a matter of seconds, moments, or minutes, you can get and access thousands of people, the fastest and easiest way to have statistical success in what you're doing is to stimulate interest with the defined purpose of getting people to get back to you. Email, phone calls, DMs, whatever it may be, comment, because the size, scope, and scale of the addressable community is so large, it's unfathomable. And because on average, not only are the people that you reach out to or try to stimulate interest from are available, but they are connected to another 1,000 people. And so the fastest and easiest way to increase your success is to double the amount of people that get back to you. Not only will you double the amount of success that you have in closing deals, but you'll get better at closing deals because you have more at-bats. So I want to take care of 80% of your time and 80% of your success. For those people, when you are trying to stimulate interest, make sure that the purpose, defined purpose of stimulating interest is to make sure that people get back to you. Don't sell. Don't sell. Don't have long emails that take a long time in order to understand where you have more possibilities and probabilities of having to re-engineer a vision later on. Simply have the objective of getting people to get back to you. Now, when you are in person or on the phone, your ability to stimulate interest is obviously different when you get in touch with the person. So if you're leaving a voicemail, you know you have the same exact objective of it. When you're there in person or on the phone, you know you have the objective that's exactly the same as email, DMing, posting, whatever it may be, even traditional commercials, to get back. So the only time that you have a different objective is when somebody actually answers. Now you have a different objective of stimulating interest. And the interest that you want to stimulate is interest in learning more. So most of the time, you're only trying to stimulate interest to get somebody to get back to you. The second component is to get people to learn more, so that you have the capability of getting to the second step of the Five to Thrive system. How do we know when we stop trying to stimulate interest? Well, I don't ever stop stimulating interest. I have a 25 no rule, which says that out of every time, 25 times I try to get someone to get back to me, I'll eventually get someone to get back to me. It takes 25 no's to get to a yes, to get someone to call back. And I can get better at that. But on average, that keeps my open mind, open heart, and open hands aligned with me and being inspired to get to where I want to be, and also realistic according to the circumstances of the day of how many people get back to me. And most importantly, it's not how many, it's who. Are the people that are getting back to you aligned at the same frequency that you're aligned with an open mind, open heart, and open hands? Because we all know that, and you'll see that it's impossible to re-engineer a closed mind. And we'll utilize the three no rule later on in order to facilitate knowing how time, emotion, and value changing all the time allows us to facilitate finding the open mind that has open hearts and open hands in order to facilitate statistical success in selling. When we stimulate interest, either on the phone, email, etc., and we have to leave a message, or we are leaving a message to stimulate interest, our only objective is to get them to call back. Otherwise, our objective is very simple: to stimulate interest, to learn more. That allows us to move to the second step of the Vibe to Thrive system, transitioning that interest to learn more into a shared vision. And so for us to transition, we have to be able to, one, illustrate credibility, notating that credibility is the most important thing in transitioning interest. If you are 100% credible in transitioning interest, people will do exactly what you say and instantly be able to share a vision, which is the third step. But nobody ever has attained 100% credibility. If I could attain 100% credibility, I'd tell you all right now to wire me $1 million and guarantee I could give you $2 million back on Friday. Even those people on the call today, in this training today, would find $1 million even if they have it if I had 100% credibility. And so in order to facilitate the second step in the Five to Thrive system of transitioning interest from the people that we have stimulated the ability to learn more, we now not only know that we better go through and practice with a fine-tooth comb our ability to communicate with credibility from our website, from our decks, from our projections, from our one sheets, whatever it is that we're utilizing in order to transition the interest, credibility is the number one thing that you need, and you need to practice it because a lot of times we are unintentionally being discredited. And the minute that we are discredited as overselling, back-end selling, lying, manipulating, cheating, even unintentionally, now people are only seeking one thing: why to say no. They're utilizing a lens of skepticism instead of a lens of gratitude in order to facilitate saying no. It's already hard enough to get a yes because time, emotion, and value are consistently, persistently changing, and we need that alignment at all times. But when we have stimulated interest, either to call us back or to seek interest, in other words, to learn more, credibility is the number one thing that we have to do. And we have to practice intentionally being credible by illuminating all the facts and illustrating our essence, our frequency, and the truth. And that's not easy because a lot of times inherent in our quantum being, in our conscious competency, in the genetic and energetic inheritance, we're bullshitters. We oversell, back and sell, lie, manipulate, and cheat, even with good intention. I'm one of those people, and I've been practicing for years being able to facilitate credibility by going against my natural inherited genetic and energetic bullshit. The second thing beyond credibility in transitioning interest is emotional connection. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. And in order to facilitate understanding those reasons, we have to learn what people like and what they don't like. And so when we stimulate interest and we have encouraged someone to either call us back or ask us to learn more, we have to, one, to qualify someone with an open mind and then utilize open-ended questions to find out, one, where they are today, and two, what they like and what they don't like. Because value can only be articulated, and value can only be perceived, and value can only be communicated, and value can only be derived in two ways: giving people what they like or taking away what they don't like. It can only be derived in that way. It only can be conceived, perceived, and communicated in that way. So if you don't know what people like or don't like, you can't figure out how you're going to give them more value by giving them what's working, what they like, or what they don't like, or what's not working, taking that away. And so as we systematically work through the Five to Thrive system, knowing that we stimulate interest to get people to get back to us, we stimulate interest to people to learn more, we transition that interest with credibility and emotional attachment, credibility by practicing, being intentional about the truth, good or bad, aligned with or not aligned with what the vision is, and two, by emotionally attaching to someone, by giving them perceived value and being able to articulate and open to an open mind what they like and what they don't like in order to facilitate value. Transitioning interest is the ability to take someone who has called us back, got back to us, or is interested in learning more into a open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed position to now articulate the quantitative value in which we know will give them more of what they like or take away what they don't like. So the third step in the Five to Thrive system is sharing a vision. And there's only one way to share a vision: to be able to be comfortable and confident in articulating the quantitative value of what you are providing to exceed what you're asking for. In other words, it's the 120 rule. I'm going to give you $100. Will you give me $20 back? That's what I envision in my mind. Being able to articulate with confidence in a comfortable manner a value of $100 and only ask for $20 back. By knowing what they were interested in, by knowing they have an open mind, because it takes 1,000 times the effort, 1,000 times the time to re-engineer a closed mind than it does to speak value and articulate quantitative value to an open mind. And beyond utilizing our capabilities as an arsenal, not as a dumpster. In order to share a vision, most people use capabilities as a dumpster. We call it the feature and benefit dump. None of it aligned with anything that's necessary, anything that's aligned with what they like or don't like, what's working or what's not working. It's simply just a dump. I'm just guessing. Here's the capabilities that we have, and here's all the features we have, and here's all the benefits we have. And somehow in the course of statistics, some of it's going to stick and I might get lucky and be able to articulate a value to exceed what I'm asking for in order to move forward. That's not the way it works. So once we transition interest and know what value we have in perception or derivatives or in its own divine nature, we now have an ability to articulate the quantitative value by not only using the capabilities to infuse more credibility, to infuse more emotional attachment, to provide more of what they like and what they don't like, but also to infuse the reasons why the quantitative value exceeds what we're asking for, and to use those capabilities in order to infuse the impact that today is more important than ever of what you are providing comparatively what you're asking for. Understanding the reasons, impacts, and capabilities to utilize those capabilities to infuse value not only into credibility, not only into what they like and don't like, as emotional attachment is so important, but also in your ability to quantify the reasons and the impact in order to facilitate the comfort and confidence in your ability to articulate the quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. And there's only two things that you ask in sharing a vision. Would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? Would it help you if I was able to do this? Considering what you told me you like and don't like, considering what you told me is working and what's not working, would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? In the context of the third step of the Five to Thrive system, of sharing a vision, which is your comfort level and capability. And within that vision, there's two values of value, meaning two values of articulating a quantitative value. There's the ability to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for in perception, which is only based off of your comfort level and confidence. And then there's the bottom line value. Now, this is where most people fall down because, one, they don't know their timing and risk tolerance within the context of articulating quantitative value to exceed what they're asking for. And once you do that analysis, you should be able to, when you know the timing and risk tolerance of a transaction between you and another, of the facilitation of deriving value between you and another, you now have a capability of two different offers. The perceived offer, which is based only off of your confidence and comfort level and your ability to articulate that quantitatively, and your bottom line, which is simply math of what is it worth to me to go forward. And so within the context of credibility, emotional attachments, reasons, impacts, and utilizing the capability to infuse more value into the credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, and impacts comes the idea of the articulation of value, where value can only be articulated, meaning value, giving more of what you like or taking away what you don't like, in perceived value, which is determined that price, buying or selling price, is based off of your comfort level and confidence in articulating and utilizing that in order to facilitate a quantitative value, and knowing your bottom line of what it's worth doing the transaction. If you don't know your timing and risk tolerance, if you don't know your perceived value and your bottom line before going in to the communication, after stimulating interest, transitioning interest, in the context of sharing a vision, of articulating a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for, you will never win. And if you don't practice articulating the quantitative value, you'll never be comfortable and confident in the perceived value or even the bottom line. But knowing the timing, risk tolerance, and the perceived value and the bottom line is critical and in facilitating creating greater margins and greater statistical success in the sales cycle. Now, 80% of your time is spent stimulating interest. In other words, getting people to get back to you and also getting people to be more interested of learning more. Transitioning that interest by learning what people like and don't like in a credible manner and sharing that vision, the ability to articulate the perceived value and the bottom line by using and infusing the capabilities and asking open-ended questions in order to know more about where they are today, more about what they like and don't like, what's working and not working, so you can ask them two simple questions. Would it help you if we provided this? And do you know anyone that could help me? Only 20% of your time is actually spent in that process of transitioning and sharing a vision. But in the overall Five to Thrive system, when somebody gives you agreement, verbal agreement, want to move forward, written agreement, we're going to move forward, written agreement with consideration, payment, deposit, full payment, or implied agreement, any of those, you're only 20% done, even though three steps of the Five to Thrive system was there. You're only 20% of the way there. The reason is, in your personal life and professional life, when a decision is made, either individually or within a group or organization, when a decision is made with a oral, written, implied agreement, even with consideration, payment, deposit, full payment, terms, financing, the instant that that decision is come upon in any of those ways, you're only 20% of the way there, because three things are going to change instantly. Three things change instantly upon any decision that's made, whether it's individual, group, organization, with financing, payment, deposit, or none, implied, written, verbal, doesn't matter. Time changes, emotion changes, and value changes. That's because the circumstances of every day changes the time, emotion, and value that was presented and shared and agreed upon. Whether it's an individual decision, a group decision, a corporate decision, written, implied, oral, doesn't matter what type of consideration is passed. And until you realize that 80% of the work needs to be done after decisions were made, and within the context that 80% of the work needs to be done, that we have to remember, we have to give permission to all parties to work within the context that time, emotion, and value are going to change. In other words, we can't make someone feel bad about changing their mind according to the time, emotion, and value that changes. We can't have a closed mind just because you agreed today, implied, written, oral, with consideration or without, that this is the truth and will hold till the end of time or the terms of the agreement. That's foolish. You're just creating more resistance than you deserve. In other words, I suggest in all sales to provide an opportunity to change your mind and align the decision with the change in time, value, and emotion, and control the perceived value in the bottom line and allow both parties to re-engineer as time, emotion, and value changes. Therefore, 80% of the total business in the Five to Thrive system is managing and developing that vision, giving people an opportunity to adjust and align with the circumstances of the day, the changing of the time, emotion, and value that always occurs. Your energy will be much well spent in the progress that can be made by utilizing the managing and developing of a vision, what I call a go, no-go plan. By facilitating what all the steps are in order to effectuate thriving, the definition of thriving, the fifth step in the 5 to Thrive system, in the context of the fourth step, managing and developing a vision, that our objective is to have people not only buy from us, but sell for us for life. And in order to do so, we have to manage and develop a vision by setting forth the steps that it's going to take until those people are selling for us, not just buying from us. And so whether it's an email, a statement, it's a non-binding agreement to here's the next steps. I'm going to send this to you on this date at this time. I'm going to call you back at this date and this time. I'm going to email you the contract for revisions at this time. You're going to send it back at this time. So on and so forth, all the way through to you're going to start selling for me because you're going to be so happy with the quantitative value that I provided and exceeded so far the amount I asked for. I became a profit center for you financially, emotionally, etc. One of the other benefits of the managing and developing vision, of creating a plan to get you to thrive, is that if you don't meet it because time, emotion, and value is changes, you not only get an excuse or permission to change your mind, you also stop wasting my time. And what do I mean by that, stop wasting my time? That the majority of sales is wasted chasing people that are never going to buy and never going to thrive. Because time, emotion, and values change, and people are afraid to say no, and people are afraid to change their mind after they say yes. I'm going to repeat that. People are afraid to say no, and people are afraid to change their mind after they say yes. And so therefore, if we facilitate that, increase the statistical success by having a go, no-go plan and utilizing a three no rule if they don't follow that plan. So when you tell me to call you Friday at 9 a.m. and you don't answer, or you tell me you're busy, or you tell me to call you back, instead of calling your coach, mentor, or teacher, or me, in other words, and say, when am I supposed to call them back? When should I call it an answer? They promise 9 a.m. I've been waiting a week. That's even if you have a go-no-go plan, but the go-no-go plan allows you to have a concrete date and give permission to change your mind because the time, emotion, and value changes. So it allows you to feel the freedom and the confidence and the comfortableness of calling back by 5 o'clock the same day. There's no question about it. And again, if you get blown off for whatever reason, expected, intentional, unintentional, when they don't answer, it gives you permission to call the next day, a third time at 9 a.m. the next day and say, hey, obviously time, emotion, or value has changed, or obviously this isn't the right time. When it is, call me back and never call that person again. Of course, with exceptions, according to the circumstances of the business opportunity and the relationship relativity that you have to the person. But in general, the majority of the time, whether you use a 3-no rule, a 4-no rule, or a 5-no rule, you have to have a serious framework contextually so that you're not wasting your time and your facilitating goodwill by giving people the opportunity and option not only to say no, but to change their mind. And so when I call people back on the third time, according to the go, no go plan that was predetermined and pre-agreed upon, I always say this obviously isn't the right time. When it is, call me back. And whether it's the third, fourth, or fifth time, depending upon the situation in the context and the go, no go plan, it doesn't matter. But on that last time, for me, it's the third time, I know that two things will occur. One thing is it will accelerate the sales cycle because the person that hasn't changed their mind, leaving a third message that says this isn't the right time, when it is, calls me back, will accelerate them and compel them to call you back faster. So you're increasing the sales cycle and your statistical success. But that's only a tiny bit of the benefit. The greatest benefit of it is that when you leave a message according to the go-no-go plan, according to managing, developing the vision, and giving someone permission to change their mind and say no, 50% or so of the time, the person never calls me back, which saves me so much time, emotion, and value. Because the majority of the time, emotion, and value that's spent by a sales force and salespeople is chasing shit that's never going to happen because the person that they have a decision with, an agreement with, is afraid to say no or change their mind because they haven't given permission to say no or change their mind. Imagine if you took all the time you wasted on people that said yes to you and were afraid to tell you no or change their mind. Imagine if you took all the time that you chased them to eventually give up or finally get them to have enough nerve to tell you no or I changed your mind. Imagine all the energy that would be saved from the relationships that were hurt because you made them feel guilty. You made them feel bad about themselves because when they're honest with themselves, they realize that they didn't and weren't honest with you because they weren't able or capable of communicating no or I changed my mind. Even though everybody knows time, emotion, and value changes all the time after a decision is made, an agreement is made, whether it's written, implied, oral, and with consideration or not. Managing to develop a vision is 80% of the work. And we got to have a plan. And you got to have a context to put with that plan to make sure you're not wasting your time chasing people that you haven't given permission to say no or change their mind. Imagine accelerating the people who are going to say yes and dumping the people that aren't going to say yes. The greatest qualifier and facilitator of all time is the three no rule. And I promise you, if you stimulate interest under the context that 80% of my time should be spent stimulating interest to get people to get back to me or to be more interested to learn more, and then facilitate that in the second step of the five of the thrive by transitioning that interest by learning one, the credibility that's necessary and practicing it with a fine tooth comb. So not only am I intentionally, but unintentionally honest and credible, but also learning what is liked and don't like to derive, perceive, and communicate that value to transition that interest, whether it's documentation, websites, content, or communication in all different platforms. The third step of the five to thrive, to share a vision, completes 20% of the process. To be able to articulate the value to exceed what we're asking for by giving more of what they like and don't taking away what they don't like, by using the capabilities as arsenal to increase the credibility, increase the emotional attachment, and to provide a quantitative analysis of the reasons and impacts with that arsenal to infuse more value so you can ask two questions. Would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? And then coming to a shared vision, completing 20% of the process, by whether it's written, oral, implied, being able to facilitate a decision and agreement either of perceived value, which is only indicative of your comfort level and confidence in articulating the value at a perceived level, or the comfort and confidence of articulating the bottom line, which is just math, which is determined by what is it worth for you to move forward. When that 20% of the five to thrive is done by stimulating interest, transitioning interest, sharing a vision, we now enter the second 80% that needs to be done by creating a go, no go plan, which is giving permission to all parties to say no or change their mind step by step, getting someone to predetermine the manifestation and the vision of thriving, of creating a community of people that are buying from each other, selling for each other, buying from you and selling for you for life, thriving on its own without your salespeople. But in order to do so, you have to utilize this framework, this permission of giving people the right to change their mind because time, value, and emotion changes instantly when a decision is made, written, oral, or implied, with consideration or without. And utilizing the three no rule or four no rule, or the most of the time three no rule, some exceptions determined upon the relativity of the situation, I am now capable of creating a efficient, effective system of when to walk away and a system to accelerate the people who are going to say yes, which has such exponential value that you won't even realize how much waste you've had of time, emotion, and value in the past. Using the three no rule in conjunction with the go, no go plan in order to facilitate managing and developing a vision to allow you personally and professionally to thrive so that people, whatever your topic, subject matter, expertise, whatever your solution, product, or service is, will be buying from you and selling for you for life. If you want the five to thrive training exercise and manual, just email me. If you like to have the training videos, email me. If you'd like to have my book, email me. If you can't find my email, it's right there on the screen, and I'm going to articulate it right now. It's my first name, David, at my first initial, D for David, and my last name, Meltzer, like Seltzer with an M. It's right over my shoulder on the other side. There's a license plate. That's how you spell my last name, David at dmeltzer.com. Reach out to me. Let's learn this together. Let's practice this together. Let's change our abundant situation by stimulating interest, transitioning interest, share a vision, manage and develop a vision, and thrive. Create a community of people that are buying from you and selling for you for life. There's no easier way to abundance of having more than enough of everything for everyone. This is the greatest sales system ever created, and I'm the one that can teach it to you. I'm providing all of it for you. David at dmeltzer.com. All right. I appreciate everyone for the 5 to Thrive training, how to thrive in your personal, professional life. Let's go ahead and take some questions. I'm going to bring Kirby up. Here we go. Go ahead, Kirby.
Mr. Meltzer, how's it going?
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You got a question for me regarding the 5 to Thrive or anything else I can be of service?
Let me pull up my notes.
Cool.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. And Napoleon Hill Institute. We got the same birthday.
My older brother's birthday is the 11th as well.
He's a good man. Sign of the angel.
Nah, he tries. He tries. So my question was, what can I do to become a better student?
Great question. So all great students are great leaders because it requires the same thing. We got to be more interested than interesting. And we have to be annoying. What do I say by annoying? Be a great student. You got to be annoying because you got to be honest with yourself and honest with others. And you got to be repetitive. These are two things that are counter to human nature. And so to be a great student, to pay attention and give intention to the coincidences, consequences, results, outcomes that we want in our lives, we, number one, we got to be more interested than interesting. We can't just trust the fact that, you know, we learned it because we heard it one time. We got to be more interested. We got to ask questions and give suggestions. And then two, we got to be annoying. We got to be annoying to ourselves and other by being honest and saying, hey, I don't know this, or I'm not really sure what this means, or I don't understand what that word is, or can you help me? These are all things that are necessary under the context, not only being more interested than interesting, but being annoying by being honest with ourselves and others. And then we got to be repetitive, even worse. I mean, there's nothing more annoying than repetition. Nothing more annoying than continually reading the same goddamn thing over and over, watching the same training over and over, asking the same questions over and over, telling someone to get their shoes off the staircase over and over again. That's effing annoying. Just ask my kids. But they keep leaving their shoes on the staircase. Why? Because that's how people learn. That's how they learn. You got to be honest and repetitive, and that equals annoying. Plus, you got to be more interested than interesting. And I promise, if you are, not only will you be a great student, allowing you to pay attention and give intention to the coincidences that you want or better in your life, but the inherent real benefit of being a great student and being an intelligent follower is you become a great leader. Because all great leaders are great students. They're great, intelligent followers because they're more interested than interesting, and they're annoying. They're repetitive and honest, and that's what makes a great leader. I know you are becoming a great leader because you are a great student, because you are here trying to learn more and sharing with humility your questions so all of us can learn. So God bless you, my friend. I look forward to working with you.
Same here. I appreciate you, Mr. Meltzer.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Kirby. That's awesome. Cool. All right. I'm going to bring up another friend, Nick, here. They're lining up on the training. So I'm going live with people. We're going to start. I got Nick and Sean. I'm going to go with Nick flip off and then Sean. There he is. Nick, unmute yourself. There you go.
How's it going? It's actually Philip Hoff. I get flip off all Philip the time. Off.
There we go. I'll Philip off you, bro.
How's it going, David?
Outstanding would be an understatement. Now that you're here, it's even better.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor. I actually I came by your office maybe 3 or 4 years ago for an investor project. I connected you to a car dealership that was looking for an investor, and I'm not sure where that went at this point. It's been a while, but that was a great conversation.
Well, thank you. We got new offices here in Irvine Towers. Come by. We got new studios, new offices. Please stop by and be part of our neighborhood because we'd love to have more.
I'd love to. Yeah, the next time I'm in town. I just moved to Florida last year from Washington State. Nice. I'm in Tampa Bay. Yeah.
Cool. We'll be in Tampa Bay with Forbes Riley in March doing her event, and down in Fort Lauderdale as well with the Aspire Tour. So maybe we'll come to you this time.
That would be great. Yeah. I know Eddie and Andrew, they're great guys. I'll be probably at the Fort Lauderdale event as well.
Yeah. They're the best.
Yeah. They really are. They really are.
Cool. Well, you have a question for me. Anything about the Five to Thrive?
Man, I actually just hopped on the stream because I'm part of your text, the text community. Yeah. I hopped in kind of on a whim. To be honest, I don't really know what the Five to Thrive is.
Oh, cool.
So I don't have any particular questions. I'll just invite it in.
Yeah, right on. So our Five to Thrive is a selling system. I'm going to send you the replay of the training that I just finished. As well as I have a training video. Love to get you involved in our private networking group as well. But it is the basis of creating abundance. And I think the easiest and best thing to do is to send you that information. Also get to see you in person. I love to do that. And I do have a lesson, though, because I really appreciate you showing up. I probably send out more emails and text messages than anyone. All invitations, not obligations.
Right.
And a lot of people tell me, oh, you know, I love getting them. Thank you so much. Keep me informed. Other people will tell me, even though they get the emails and the text messages, oh, shit, I didn't know you're going to be in Fort Lauderdale in March. I would have loved to come. I love Eddie and Andrew. That happens. But the ones that I find most interesting, because a lot of people will say, dude, you send a lot of text messages and a lot of emails. You know, that may bug some people. My answer to that is, one, I hope so. I hope that there's people out there that are like, dude, I get too many emails. I get too many text messages from David Meltzer. Because one, without those people wouldn't know who David Meltzer is. And two, the people who say, man, I'll never go to a VIP dinner. I'll never go to his meetup. I'll never come to his training. I'll never ask a question. Guess what? Even if I didn't send the emails or text messages, those people would never come. And I'm requesting that anyone out there that is annoyed by the fact that we're inviting you into our community to help one another, inviting you to dinners and to speeches and meetups and trainings and books for free and all the things that we're doing, if that annoys you to the point and you're never going to come, please unsubscribe. Please leave us alone. Go to a neighborhood of people like that. With that frequency, because our frequency is a bunch of people that want to help each other, want to be invited. They know people can help each other. And I want to keep a qualifier on my community. So I'm telling everybody, I'm not going to stop sending shit out there every day. I'm going to keep inviting you to come in our community. And if you don't like it, please unsubscribe because you don't belong in our neighborhood. Go to a Negatron, an Electron neighborhood, and see how that works out for you. Nick, I look forward to doing more with you, man. I'll send you.
I will say one thing, though, that maybe not. I don't know if it's part of your Five to Thrive system, but the referral agreement contract that you put out there for creating connections at this point, man, that is literally, I consider one of the four pillars of what I do in business now is creating high leverage, high impact connections between my network, and kind of it's a combination of not just making an introduction, but how can I get involved and strategize between the two? Because there's two points of matter. There's person A and person B. Maybe they have value to exchange, but maybe it's not clear on what we're doing yet. So if I can come in the middle and create magic in between, there's that space between the matter. That's where the magic happens. And so using your concepts that you teach, using that contract that you gave out, has really opened up a lot of doors for me to come in as a professional strategist and a connector to make an impact and change lives and change businesses.
Yeah, I don't like the word connector because you're more than a connector. You know what you are? You're a facilitator. And if you look at the root word of facilitation, it's facile, which means easy, right? You're making things easy in collaboration and coordination for value by creating memorialization of, hey, if we help each other, here's how we'll be compensated for helping each other. And it's open-ended in the context that, once again, as you'll see in the 5 to 5 system, that it leaves an option to change your mind to facilitate alignment between the actual circumstances, so people aren't afraid to say, hey, I can't do what I promised because time, emotion, and values change, but here's what I can do, and let's continue to thrive together. And that overlap agreement I give for free. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send it with the 5 to Thrive stuff. I'll send you my book, whatever it is. Let's see everybody. I'm going to be in, you know, New Jersey tomorrow. I'll be in St. Croix. I'll be in Miami. I'll be back out at SoFi Stadium, then in Charlotte. Then I'll be in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Then we'll be on our way to Fort Lauderdale in the Masters. So we're going to be all over. So I'm going to keep alerting you during that community where the hell I'm going to be and keep inviting everybody, especially you, Nick. Thank you so much for showing up.
It's an honor, David. Thank you so much.
Join our networking group too, man. We need you. So I'll send you that. Make sure, Mikey, we send Nick an invitation to our private networking group. Gives one-on-one access to me every single day. And it has thousands of people with that overlap agreement. I'm getting my goal is to be up to 8 figures a year in the overlap agreement. I'm at 7 right now. I can get up to 8 figures a year. I know it. Let's build this community together. All right. Patiently waiting in the wings. This is a powerful name. He should be playing linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers. It's a football name. There he is, Sean Clark.
I appreciate that. What should, for those of us who come out to the SoFi Mastermind, what should be our alignment or intention?
Yeah. So there's 3 values in which we guarantee it, all the things that we do, the masterminds, the VIP dinners, the TV shows, the podcast, anything that we do that has a quantitative value attached that's guaranteed. 1, experiential. So be intentional about the experience that you're going to have. What do you want to learn? Who do you want to share with? What do you want to teach? What do you want to get out? What experience do you want to have needs to be defined in its purpose before you get there. 2, quantitatively, business development off the charts, right? We're bringing people that charge sometimes 6, even 7 figures to be present. And so to bring in, you know, the Ed Milets of the world and the David Goggins of the world, or, you know, I know specifically Rob Riggle, Marshall Faulk, Marie Diamond, Major, they're all Clinton Sparks, right? They're all going to be coming in. These are people that are paid a ton to share their ideas. And now you're going to be doing business with them. They're open-minded. They're coming because of people like you are showing up, people who can help facilitate helping each other and knowing people. So 1, experience, 2, business development. And then 3, I believe no matter who you are, who you play for, what team you're on right there with that medical outfit on, it looks like, I don't care, is post-production content. We're going to be at SoFi Stadium with the biggest names around us. And I know one thing about big stages and big names, when you capture that and utilize it in a perpetual social silo of post-production content, to facilitate producing that would be in the 6-figure range to get to be able to film at SoFi Stadium with Marshall Faulk, with Marie Diamond, with Clinton Sparks, with Major, with Rob Riggles coming in, the famous comedian and movie actor, to get all those people there and get you film with them and get testimonials and ideas and credibility and emotional attachment. Get your post-production content. We provide that. We got cameras everywhere, microphones everywhere. We got stages. We got people. So if you're coming or you have a desire for 1, 2, or all 3 of those to have an amazing experience, to have incredible business development, so you're not a favor, you actually have an opportunity to meet Marshall Faulk, talk to him about what you're doing instead of just being a favor of Dave Meltzer where you're, hey, Dave, can you introduce me to Marshall Faulk? And then I send him an email and he's like, I don't need another favor. I don't need to give Dave another favor and meet some dude. I want him to come to my event. And that's why Marshall and Rob and all these guys come to my event. And I want them to thank me to introducing them to Sean Clark, because Sean has some value and he never would have met Sean Clark if we fell into the favor email crew. And so personal personal production of content, that post-production personal content, business development experience, guaranteed, by the way, right? We curate our rooms by charging people, but we allow you for any reason, including you don't like my green shirt, take your money back. But I'm going to be a profit center for you, and I guarantee it. So we qualify, because if someone tells me, oh, you know, I can't afford to be in the private networking group, or I can't afford to go to the dinner or the mastermind, I'm like, no, you're not willing to make the investment in yourself because it's guaranteed. So you're not willing to do that. You don't belong in the room. I'm going to surround ourselves at a different frequency, a different level. That's why people like you show up. Sean, I can't wait to see you on the 21st of January at SoFi Stadium. We're getting close to selling out, by the way. We are limited at SoFi how many people we can have. In Irvine, I don't own SoFi, but I own my own office here, so I can put as many people in here as I want. SoFi, we're limited, but we'd love to have you. I can't wait to see you. Thanks for your question. He's awesome. All right, we got Michael Bennett, and if he's not here, if that picture doesn't come on, we're going to bring Derek Guthrie up. Michael Bennett, we're going to go with Derek Guthrie. Unmute yourself, my friend. And I just have to tell you, bro, I love your outfit. Hold on, I got to show you something. Hold on. Let me get my iWatch going. Can you see that? Oh, yeah. The Buckeye screensaver on my iWatch. That's right. The number one football program on earth. O-H.
I-O, baby. Yeah, I've been a Buckeye for life, so... We're in the Phillies, even though we've been having the ups and downs. But, yeah, one more game. We should be able to get it down. But it's kind of bringing in I'm trusting my faith and everything. I've had a little bit of a transition in my career, if you will. I was budgeted right before the end of the year, and it's giving me a chance to evaluate a lot of different things. But I'm looking for that one kind of group of people to, you know, like have something to sell. Or I don't have that product. I have it inside me, but I just still don't have that product. So I'm looking for something to hook up with somebody. Maybe, I don't know if there's a product through Napoleon Hill, or just be a part of some sales group and continue to help grow them as well as myself.
You got to join our private networking group, because there's so many guys. I got a guy down in Florida. He has a six-figure sales job for you. He's in fabrication of granite. I got guys that are selling aviation, cars. I got products that we're selling. So join our private networking group. Let's prioritize the options, opportunities, and touches in favor of thousands of people that own businesses that want to help one another. Everybody's looking for a great sales guy from Ohio that has great taste and judgment to be a Buckeye fan. That gives you instant credibility and emotional connection to me. And now that gives you a leg up on the introductions that I can make, or even hiring you, whether it be in the TV show sponsorship side of stuff we do, in our own facilitation of the values that we have and the things that we do. Or, of course, we're going to be launching all the product, services, and solutions of Napoleon Hill Institute. And so whatever your interests are, your skills, obviously in sales, your knowledge of who and what for sales, but more importantly, the desire that you have in the industry, career, and job in sales that's aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is going to do well. I certainly am interested in talking to you. We try our best to prioritize the people in our private networking group to give it more value. So I'm going to have our team reach out to get you into there to make the introductions to become a profit center. Once again, we guarantee your satisfaction no matter what. So if I put on a Notre Dame jersey, I expect you to ask for a refund.
Fair enough. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, man. I'll see you on Monday.
All right, sounds good.
Join our private networking group. One way to do it, email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. All right, Nick of WOM, we got 5 minutes left. I haven't taken one question from Clubhouse. I got to take one. Who is it?
Absolutely. We have Nick, who's been patiently waiting. So, Nick, it is all yours, my friend. Feel free to unmute yourself.
I just have to say, I'm getting a feeling that Nick is prejudiced. It seems as if he's discriminating, because 50% of the participants in the training have been Nick. And so if you don't change your ways, we're going to have to maybe even have some sort of class action lawsuit, publicize it at CNN. There may be a Me Too movement against you and your whole Nick crew. So what I say, don't be a dick. Don't be like Nick. Let's have somebody with a different name on my show one time. But all right, I'll settle for the last Nick of time. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, David. I appreciate you letting one more Nick on here. But my question for you is focusing on Thrive to Thrive and transitioning interests. How do you come across without being too pushy or sales-driven, or is that kind of just more like a case-by-case basis on that?
Yeah. So first of all, remember, stimulating interest is a little bit more aggressive because you're either aggressively getting people to get back to you and very focused and intentional on it by utilizing and stimulating interest. Now, I didn't mention this, which I want to add. I personally think the best way to get someone to get back to you is tell them you're interested in what they do. Hey, I'm interested in buying your software, service, or solution. I'm interested in your speaking career. I'm interested in this. And it's just a matter of price when they call you back or obligation in order to facilitate. Now, in the process of transitioning interest, this is where practice comes in, because at first you are going to be salesy, right? I train so many people and I know at first they're like, so what do you do today? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? It's so systematic. It's so salesy. It's so obvious, but yet it's more statistically successful than overselling, back and selling, lying, manipulating, and cheating, especially in the long term in building a community of people that are going to buy from you and sell for you. And so what I want you to do is practice in person, on the phone, via email and social media. I want you to practice with the people that are closest to you, asking open-ended questions, and then seeing when you can get to a point of the directed, closed-ended question of either, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that can help me? And if you can get to the point of transitioning someone in a organic, authentic, confident, and comfortable manner, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that can help me? You'll start to facilitate more confidence. You'll be more comfortable. You'll be more organic and at your own essence, more smooth, in other words. You won't sound as salesy, and it'll just be a normal course of conversation that you utilize almost every day to figure out how you can derive value by giving people more of what they like, taking away what they don't like, giving them more that's working and take away what's not working, and be able to do that once again in a better and more fluent manner with more confidence and comfortability, which has better energy, which once again, the better the energy is, the more frequency that's aligned with who you truly are, the more humility and vulnerability, and the more honesty, credibility, and emotional attachment that is infused in that manner, the more statistically successful you'll be, because you'll resonate in a stronger way, in a wider spectrum, and a clearer message. And those are the three pragmatic principles of success in the Five to Thrive, is to have a stronger signal, which has a wider spectrum. It gets to more people. It has a stronger signal, it resonates with more people, and it has a clearer message, which means more people actually understand it. What a great way to finish up. Remember, everyone, we got a big road tour. David@dmeltzer.com. If you want to be annoyed with honesty and repetitive invitations, not obligations, join our text community. You'll be invited everywhere. 949-298-2905. Get your guide on the Five to Thrive. Get your training videos on the Five to Thrive. Get the books, the exercises, all available for you. David@dmeltzer.com. If you're not a part of our private networking group, please join us. It's guaranteed profit center value. Join a frequency, a neighborhood of people that want to buy from each other and sell for each other, that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Thanks for joining me on the Friday training on Wednesdays. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.